The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
The harvest is plenty, but the laborers are what? Few. So, and I told you that if you and I were given the permission to look at the lost, we would have had other names for them. But Jesus gave them the name harvest. And I told you that harvest meaning that it has a lifespan. There is a time attached to it. There's a time attached to it. And therefore, if you lose sight of that time, many things can occur. So that sent us to our next test, which was John 10:10. The thief cometh not but what? To steal, kill, destroy. I've intentionally written this because we are going to use it tonight. We are going to use it tonight. And you will be using it in various forms after tonight for yourself. But we are using it tonight. So the thief comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. So this is the rule book of the devil. The rule book of the devil. Steal, kill, destroy. But when you look at it well, it is still destroy, kill. The rule book or and the rule book. Next bro for Nemai, Eba Ameka. Or the number line. Now, so the devil takes them out. That is the stealing. So once upon a time, you and me were all stolen out. So we found ourselves in the world. And we did all sorts of things. At this point, if the person is not found and brought back to Christ, then the devil will move the next step, destroy. So I put it here, 1, 2, destroy. So, initially, when the person goes into the world, he's still a normal person. Just that, nyamesum na neni nye de, enjeho. Once in a while, obeba nyamimu and the rest. Once in a while, obeko extreme. But, or was still within the radar of still. Then, it gets to a point where the devil sees that this guy, there is a tendency for him to what? To move back or for him to come to the Lord. So he moves to the next step, that is to destroy. That is why in the destruction cycle or the cycle that I'm drawing, in that destruction cycle, you get to meet people who initially he was drinking once a while or the rest, but now the person becomes what? A drunkard, an addict, a drunkard. So she we ananka maybe once in a while no one knows the great back on a shekakra. But now the person becomes an addict. So that the person is in this class now. He has moved from this class and he has come to this class. And when he gets to this class, anything he has fallen in, if he does not do that thing, he's not okay. So if he does not drink, he's not okay. So that person, when he wakes up in the morning, even when he takes pure water, it turns into what? Drink. Because, then, so here, we see, at this point, we see addiction. This is where we see addiction. So when you see anyone and you see that the person is addicted, The person has gotten to this level. Addiction stage. So here we can find prostitution. Like here we can find the second step of every lifestyle. A second step of every lifestyle. Where that's the second step. Then it gets with a time the devil now puts you here. This one, he ends your life. He ends your life. If you understand this rule book, you understand why Jesus called the lost, not the lost, but rather the harvest. Because there is time allotted to them all. That Yanya Hubibia, he will move from steal, he goes to what? Destruction. Yanya Hubibia, he moves from destruction, he goes to kill. So there is someone you may see, Akwawepan and Abrabwa say, and you keep on watching, and an Abrabwa say, and an Abrabwa say, and Abrabwa say, one day, or just some few days after you meeting, you now see an obituary and it's gone too soon. Oh, Abrantia fefefe na minim no, na se, gone too soon. He had moved from this stage, he entered into this stage, nobody was there to help, and then the last stage, pa. Because the devil has timelines drawn for everything. He has timelines drawn for everything. So, Jesus, knowing the timelines that the devil draws for the lost, said that the lost were what? Harvest. Not the lost. But they were what? Harvest. So, I gave a classical example. We've not entered into today. I'm still trying to explain harvest. I gave a classical example that when a mango tree gets ripe and we get the fruit ripe, the ripe fruit, a free green, na eko yellowish green, na eko kodu yellow na, e yellow, kala in yellow, eko kodu yellow na, or patch it ourselves, one till in tema, ebe say. That is the meaning. San or patch it all, one till in tema, ebe say. So Jesus calls them the harvest that one nye bibia mfahua, or call say emu. The person is at the verge of dying. The person is moving out. So you realize that anytime we are praying, I tell you that pray like something of yours is what? Missing. I've been using that word. Pray like something of yours is what? Missing. Bompaye say, di ubi biya eden ayira. Bompaye say, di wadam fubia kem. Wadam fubia nanin in the class, muye mubi biya boma, sisi ya wabi hunyamia onwai den, watin kinsi, bompaye sa. Why? Because if we joke, we'll lose it. That is why, when it comes to the harvest, there is a need for what? Prayer. And so tonight, I want to talk a bit about what? Interceding for what? The harvest. We may finish going out on Sunday, but the intersection does not get finished. Maybe by the time I end, you need to intercede more than you have to pray for yourself. You will understand. So, if we understand this concept, then we can now zoom into praying for what? The harvest. I'll give one scripture. Should I begin with the scripture? Okay, let's begin with the scripture. Second Corinthians chapter 5, verse 18. Second Corinthians chapter 5, verse 18. Is someone there? 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse And all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and has given to us the ministry of reconciliation. Let me repeat the scripture. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 18. And all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and has given to us the ministry of what? Reconciliation. So the first person who started this ministry is who? It's Jesus. So it says, all things are of God. That means everyone belongs to God. So if you are drawing the subset of every human being belongs to God. All things are of God. Hello? Are we okay? All things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself by Christ Jesus. So the first level of reconciliation was done by Christ Jesus. Adebia ye Christo dia. Adebia ye nyame dia. Adebia ye nyame dia. Bosom nino deyo obia. It is a sea ye camp efa omo mayera no hua. Obia ye nyame dia. De wa yera de on yera ye obia ye nyame dia. It is trust him say. And he who has reconciled us to himself, Edum ribin and ye nyaya yera. Ne nyame pese yesaba ninchaino. O ye Christo eede am I. Inti nipa o sandi yenina eba nyamin chain any day Christo. So our first level, the first level of reconciliation is done by Christ. Reconciliation level one, Christ. Can we continue? Level one of reconciliation is Christ. Then the scripture continues. And has given to us the ministry of reconciliation. So, step one, step two. Let me draw this. Step one, step two. This is God. This is Christ. No. This is God. This is Jesus. And this is the believer. So, all things are for God. And level one. So Jesus came in to bring us to God. And then when he brought us to God, we who have come to God, he has now given us a ministry. And our ministry is what? The ministry of what? Reconciliation. So now, you the believer, you are the same person here. Linking all men through Christ to God. You are now here, but you can come down here, pick all men through Christ to God. Because you were first here, Christ reconciled you, that is why you are here. I hope you understand my diagram. We were all here, all men. All men are for God. So Christ came to pick us up to God. But now, we who have come to God are now believers. So we have a direct link to God through Christ. These men who are the harvest or who are the lost don't have any link to God. And therefore, Christ also in leaving us did not leave us that mun konkoda. He gave us another job. that we will also become what? We will also enter into the ministry of what? Reconciliation. If the Bible will tell you that Jesus Christ is seated at the right hand of God, interceding for you and I. Ono yene die. Level 2. Eye menewo. Hello. If you are a Christian, intersection is not part of your life. You have missed something. Here, it did not say pastors. It says, and has given to us, the us is those who have accepted Christ, those that Christ have reconciled first. The ministry of what? Reconciliation. The ministry of reconciliation. I'm moving into a place where I'm starting. The ministry of reconciliation. Now, how did Christ do it? How did Christ do it? How did he reconcile us to God? He reconciled us to God through his death on the cross. So Christ did it through what? His death. Death on the cross brought the reconciliation. So the question now is, if he reconciled you and I through his death on the cross, now we just say, Jumana Maya, does that mean every day, many ones who are saying, Yaswana? Are we okay? Say, Christo, a woman, Eddie, Eba, Yamin chain. In a way, just say, Jumana Maya, say, Yansu, Yan Kofa, Afufro, and Sonya de, Embra, Yamin chain. A quaint or DJ, Yaben, Yamin chain, they say, Onu ye de, a woman. Does that mean that Yansu, Yenye de, Yungu? Yungu. No. So, that brings us into intercession. So intercession as what? A Christian. Udima. Say ye diama. Afofro. Udima. I say, oh, na me minu ye biyan yiraye. Yeba. So, that brings us that in our time, or in our level, for level 2, as believers, our reconciliation is through what? Intercession. So that is why we come to the topic, interceding for the harvest. So there must be an intercession for the harvest. Okay. For the sake of this class, today I'll use a word. The Hebrew word for intercession is called paga. P-A-G-A. The Hebrew word for intercession is called paga. I'm going to cry or paga until you better see. It has a lot of meanings. It has a lot of meanings. So, the Hebrew language is very graphic and employs many shades of meaning. In the Hebrew for kasana, ofa baakwa ase chireye den bebre. It is a Yekase, the local dialect. Oka assembly or meba memba. It's almost the same, but uchimu kakre bipe na adiana se ayeden adane. It's even the Hebrew word. I don't know whether I'm also pronouncing it well, but omuso diena ewo asichire bibiri. But we just want to look at the first aspect for our class. We only want to look at the first aspect. The first aspect of this word means to create a meeting, to create a meeting. To create a meeting. Yeah, cool. The first level is to create a meeting. And if you are going to intercede, you are doing what? You are creating a meeting. Remember, Christ reconciled us to God. And he has left us with the ministry of what? Reconciliation. Now, when we talk about reconciliation is bringing two things together and finding where there are differences and trying to what? Sort out the differences. That is all. That is all. So, when you pick like accounts, you want to reconcile your accounts, what do you do? At the end of the month, you pick your bank balance. Because you have been sending your money to bank. It's not so this you can't call sika crab yenti. Bank can never catch it all say, uo, x, sika ne oho. Once you, o de ko banka, once you yede, wotro. Inti, once you diena wotro no, and then your friend cash book. Inti, wo diena wotro no, once you uo, maybe x minus one. Inti, bosumi aso, wakwaje wo bank statement. Bank statement they say who were 10 cities for her. Once we share Sika Mediaco Banker, and 1,000, and 10. And who here say who call bank on the man, now what shall I say a touch here? And yes, I did Bianchi Bukunipa. It will bet Nasi, no, I can count on your mana a day, Abu, who be foul the hour they call you, no, what for bank and the hour or much royal. Who the Mionuni Boma? Ube unse ebu honoma wudi akọ enso check na enye den enclear bank na check enclear ya yenye den yenki yemfa nka usika ho isan se wanhwa ye nim se check na emfe yebekọ na nipa no wanye den onisika inti eche se wohwe ni nyina ube hwa wie no na fe de wate ase se ade no kra na omuchoro ye na den esa. That is reconciliation, bringing two things together and looking for where the difference is. You look for where the difference is. So, in this word, to create a meeting, we want to create a meeting. Nyamia ya wadum, wabesum nyame. Until you are creating a meeting. Meeting no one na wode neba. Wode de woni mnyame na yeden eba. You are creating a meeting for the one who does not know God. The person who is in town or born abroad and so what ha who person yeden who can only Christ yeden e boom. You are creating what? A meeting. And scripture says that we have been called to do that meeting. Inti debia ne yejuma ne se ye ye den ye kan kofom ebom. Inti di onim nyame ye kan ebom samon wa ye den wo hu nyame. And the first level of doing that is through what? Intercession. The reason why I brought creating a meeting is that I want you to understand something here. One of the most difficult jobs as a Christian is to intercede. Bombaye ma ho enye din. Ku abeifo enye din. Eno ase mebo mense ni akam enye din. Nanso ye kase dima obia. Eno na e denepa. Why is it difficult? Because I brought this topic because any genie at the corner, it is good. You have to be excited and listen. But there are some things we also have to bring in perspective. And until we bring those things in perspective, we'll have issues. We'll have issues. So, So we are creating meetings. We are supposed to create meetings. Nipa no nem krom. Oti baby shini we. And so unsu se wuko akwa eden. Uko create a meeting. Wanani wana ekoshia. So you stand in the middle to create a meeting. Now, assuming the person is this, and this is God, I want to create a meeting between this man and who? And God. And I am the one in the middle, doing what? Interceding. Creating a meeting. It may come anywhere, and then, aboom. In creating a meeting, per the rule book I gave you, the devil comes to steal, to destroy, and to kill. Assuming that person, he is on this level, distraction. Aka 2 days, now you the need to firing squad, kill. And I am supposed to bring that person, the bony, the Kofi Yesu, Kofi Yesu, Kofi Yesu. Kofi Yesu, and then, Yame Bejo, Kofi Yesu, Kofi Yesu. Now make you Kofi Yesu, ba. Would you say Kofi Yesu in a BP and now an BP? Who will come? Who will come? The person has moved from still, he has entered into distraction. He is left with 2 days to die. Who will appear? Kofi Yesu never ba, now an ba. This is where I want us to be serious. Eh? This is where I want us to be serious. So you are creating a meeting, but in that meeting, two personalities can appear. It is either God or the devil will appear. It is still what? A meeting. It is still what? A meeting. Many of us think that when we share the tracks, we are finished. When we have the contacts, we are finished. But we have another level to do. That is, bring them in. And everything that is holding that person, you have to break that thing for that person to leave. One tia siya. Unhu suye. In your Bible, now we can say, "Ina yeshare evangelism asie, bosumi yeshare evangelism asie." Me koye ayese mi biya ye basa. Ubi wahasa udi mepeja onso udi awosuti mehu. Mi biya ye basa. Akwe ti se niyomi ni na mi ye ni na ise ekoneti. Biya meso mu biya enfa. Oh yeah, Jumana, and so Jumana on your day won't say as yet. Hallelujah. And then last day, and then may they ban what he has here. That is why I have intentionally started from this long journey. So we are still creating meetings, but in creating that meeting, you must know who appears. In the my first week, nipa yekosia na no mini higa yekosia na ni friend is saying. Your friend Lucifer, huh? Eno say onu di Lucifer ne kura edin ne kura na eno ne e ne desin edin na ne mame e de two no no. Aden osi Lucifer ye morning star into a morning star. We train the dreadlocks and so fine. In time begina ha, na me bomb payama Lucifer. Me bomb paya me friend ono. Wana ne bepi. Ade me also be any man se. Same mo any man se son. I am giving us a practical aspect of the job we are doing this month. I'm not putting fear into you. I'm just giving you a practical aspect. We are in the ministry of reconciliation. Sometimes the figures will be difficult. Sometimes there will be more understatement, overstatement, uncredited or unpresented differences, figure not keyed well. Sometimes the reconciliation is not as easy as we think. But you must reconcile. Inti magic. Lucifer number. Odin number so mami. Enam kachere ne se me den me bom paya mana. Me bom paya na me boni dia. Enye si efre ni Lucifer enti na Lucifer be pie no. But me pa kire o se honhom a aso ni mu a ede na ekọ oseye mu no. Honhom a aso ni mu a Edumrea echese oyeden okunu no sa honhom no na be den obepie mbacho what you say ha iti minie na bi migina mfimfi nka mede nyaminie na nka mede Lucifer anade menfa anse Kwaku Moses mede Kwaku Moses e benyamin chen. And so Kwaku Moses, Bebia, Bonsam Edine Duno, Wedum Rea, Echesa Bonsam Yede, Ewieno. In a mensu Yasuma, Messiah Menquade, Menquaji Kwaku Moses. One anaman in a Bekuan San Wapinyama Mafa Kwaku Moses. Inti, Uka in Chirosema, Ebemao, the story of Jesus on the boat. Where the sea became so rough, there was storm on the sea. And the disciples told Jesus, carry thou not that we ought, we perish. And Bible says he was asleep. But in that passage, what kind of that passage? Now you would think it is only about the storm. It was not about the storm. It was not only about the storm. But at the end of the passage, in that next chapter, you will meet the man who was cutting himself with what? Stones. And Jesus went there and liberated that man. So, when Jesus was coming, the spirit that was holding that man has seen that Obi Baba Jenenkwa. And yes, any pano, menino, yebe chaso. Hello. Hello. Menino, yebede, yebe chaso. So, that spirit was what caused the wind to start. But because Jesus was greater than that spirit, he could just say, peace be still, and everything became quiet. Amen. But what is it? So, say, Nipano, still more. Ebu ano ma na honhom bi anhye dan ye den enso ni muye. He has not been held so tight by any spirit. So come on, cut, leave him. Then they are gone. But we do destroyer. And I'll give you some class of people. Some of those who have gotten to the level of destruction. So I talked about prostitution, addiction, and the rest. Some of the celebrities we know that their duty is to bring people into, recruit people to the devil, and they have a cutoff point. When you are recruiting, you say one share, you cry, you kuwa, obehaje. So on a short notice, pa, they are gone. When you begin to intercede in creating a meeting, get ready that anyone can come. Anyone can come. Hello? Hello? Unfortunately, most Christians are not ready for that. Most Christians are not ready for that. We are not ready that anyone can come. We are not ready for the rough winds that will blow. We are not ready. We are not ready for the winds that are blowing. Sometimes there will be injuries. But if you understand it, you will know how to fight. So intercession. Oh, unfortunately, we have taken warfare as in a bonsama famadia, in a meje madia, in a mijimikunu, and ya nunkwa. This is a different kind of warfare. And this warfare needs more seriousness than you think. Unfortunately, ye didi agro. So you can finish this job in this month of March. Now be BRC. Also tionum now was restre. Oti ona wo sresre oh na na think crowd me hu dia ekoso me hu dia ekoso enye bibia na ekoso wo don sta koso akwa bi mu na akwa no honhom na okura ni mu no ono no wae den wa sorry and you have to deal with it. That is the level of intercession today I bring to your notice, and that was why I said the Hebrew word haga, to create a meeting. To create a what? A meeting. Indeed, whether the devil appears or God appears, you have still created what? A meeting. But when the devil appears, are you strong to tell the devil that, hey, enye wo na me pe wo meeting na se, eye Christo na me pe no, enye kweku menu, inti sorry for you na me infami kweku menu na, ono na mdene ko Christo nche. Are you ready? Do you have that capacity? Do you have that capacity? And so what we are doing this month has a lot of rewards. And last week, Friday, Pastor Prince, when he was leading us in prayer, says, this is the only job that the angels in heaven will hold. Rejoice. Now you say, answer an angel, but rejoice. That means that if angels will rejoice, demons will hold. Cry. Is that not so? Scripture, they don't say demons will cry, but you should know the opposite. If angels will rejoice, it means demons will what? Will cry. And so would they sit down for you to just carry them and go? That was why last week we did the 153. That those who have entered the net must not get what? Torn, even though we may fight. We may have our own internal wranglings. We may quarrel. We may do anything. But the net must not get torn. Because the moment the net gets torn and they go out, they will not enter into destroy. They are going straight kill. Because when someone is missing the first round, next round, a technical knockout. It is not going to be, hey, I mean, if I say, akwawe, obekwa na onko, yibekuno, yibe inefriho. And therefore, those who have come in, we have a lot of work to do for them. Everything that you can do to keep them, do it. Anything that you can do to keep them, do it. That was the 153. But today, as we move on and we are looking at intercession, that means that we will intercede for those who have come in. And we will intercede for those who are already out. Those who have come in, maybe not all the powers are left. So you must be ready. Today, I brought to your notice that everybody must be ready. Tell the next person that be ready. Be ready. We were ready to go for what? Outreach. Be ready to fight. Be ready to fight. Be ready to fight. Some of us, we understand what we are going through, so we are already ready. But I'm bringing it to your notice. Are you ready? So, interceding for the harvest. A summary of interceding for the harvest. If I have to use another word, it means warring for the souls of the lost. Warring for the harvest. And so, ahwefenshi akwa mini jalami yedi agrona nso ni ehwejom in the course of playing we are still doing the work and therefore there is a need for you to be alert otherwise a lot of casualties will come out because the people you have met they are ready to follow you but as they are ready to follow you the spirits that are with them will like to block them. And therefore, those spirits are coming after what? After you. Create a meeting. Create a meeting. Inti, yemubia busumi weyejai impaibono. I am telling you that if there is any time that the level of prayer in the church must increase, it was this month. And he said, this month, Odompai born not to form a shasia bompai. It is not about eradifawe mami, but you have to pray for your spirit to what? To soar. Samirini muni yeduno. Even if you can fast on your own, in this month, that is when you fast. Because the battle for the soul is not bread and butter battle. The battle for the soul is a serious battle. It sounds like one here you cramp on a wow kwajin on them to meet you uncum echo. It mission woko. If you don't take care or if you are watching your life, this time as you are going on outreach, you are going on outreach, some of the things that or some of the little sins, and I said, you maybe no more how first. Oh, number which you have first. So no, you will see that those things are now what coming. Because why I say you are going to throw the net, so they will first what throw the net. Create a meeting. So the job we are doing is creating a meeting. But are you ready for who will come for the meeting? I'm almost ending. Are you ready for the person who will come for the meeting? Can you contain that person? Can you overpower that person? In your mind, you are creating a meeting between that person and God. But if that person and God does not appear first, but the devil first appears, what will you do? Will you run away and said, "Maybe man is saying, 'Come, say, Timothy, na we die, mean to me, Timipem baby afa,' or you will stand and fight?" In the ministry of reconciliation, we don't stand and run away; we stand to fight, and any fight we enter, we win. Did you hear that? Any fight we enter, we what? We win. We don't fight to lose, we fight to win. If you understand these techniques, anytime you enter into that battle, you will win. So the devil could not stop Jesus with the wind because he does not lose a battle. He needed to win. And so he said, "Peace be still." He ended, went to the shore, and delivered the man. Hallelujah. In Tokwana wokuno menyane. Tell the person, don't run away. Stand to fight, because you win. Hallelujah. Stand to fight, because you win. Today, we will do only 5 minutes prayer. So that when you stand to fight, you fight to win. Hello, hello, hello. Obo krampa sore na kachere and say, "I am ready to win. I can fall the first round, but get ready. I have to win." Amen. I can fall, but I have to win. The boy na when you see ya to amen yes, mejai. I say, "Relax, come back, we win." We are here to win. Any contribution before we pray? We are here to win. We are here to win. In the battle for the souls, we are winning. Hello. It is a uko udu ejumem na fe di onioma aye basa. Oh sorry, na onioma aye basa. Oh sorry, na onioma aye we are. Don't sit down and say, oh, na minim di aye. Rise up and say, hey, the storm that arose when Jesus was going to heal that man. Every storm that is rising today will calm you down because I am winning. And so for the next, after the contribution, for the next 5 minutes, we will speak to calm every storm. Because we will win. Yes, sir, your contribution.
Yeah, thank you, Pastor. Thank you very much for this in-depth teaching. You have given us a very deep explanation, and I'm very grateful. I only want to contribute to the intercession. When you were talking or you were teaching, you mentioned intercession. The intercession, I think, as you said, is very, very important, because the people, the harvest that are coming. You know, as Pastor was teaching, I was just saying that before they even come here, it means that some of the spirits that are living in them are disappearing. Like he said, he also mentioned it immediately. They are disappearing. But it doesn't mean that all the spirits are gone before they are coming. So they are coming with some of the spirits. So it means that when they come, some of the spirits will manifest. You know, we are the redeemed, and we are here. The word, the spirit have washed us, and we are growing. But when the spirit, when they come with their spirit and start manifesting, Pastor said it in a certain way. If we don't take time, we will cause them to go back. And when they go back, they will see that where they were coming from, there were a lot of love than where they went to. And you will be surprised that they will go and they will not like to come back to us. So the intercession is very, very, very important. Pastor, thank you very much. And God bless you. I'm grateful.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So, to round up, we are creating a meeting to get the ears of the king on behalf of what? The people. It is not easy to get the ears of the king when the person has been held. It is those who have been held or those who are holding him that will come after you. And we need to break that barrier, break them down before we can bring them to the king. If you are Hokrampona, they will intentionally accept for you to carry. And when you have carried him, then it will come. So in Genesis, I think Genesis chapter 18, we have a similar example there. We have Abraham interceding for what? Lot. Abraham interceding for Lot when the angels were going to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. Abraham said, if you have this number of people there, will you destroy them? Oh, mama obunfu, if you have this one. It was what? Reconciliation. Reconciliation. It was reconciliation. He was reconciling for the what? For the city. So today, you can reconcile, or you can create a meeting, not only for the harvest in your choir, you can create a meeting for your family members. You can create a meeting for the people you are working in the office. You can even create a meeting for your whole community. You can create a meeting for the city. Indeed, the meeting can be in different levels. But as you are creating, ask yourself, do I have that capacity to create? Do I have the capacity to what? To create. Amen. Amen. And so tonight, we are within the next 5 minutes, we are coming to create a capacity. Because ebi mo hono ma ya bubbo wa suntrim, you are thinking of minya kranka next Sunday member ba yebeko. Hello. Hello. Bow down your head, begin to speak in tongues. For the next 1 minute, let's begin to speak in tongues, begin to speak in tongues, begin to pray, 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 begin to pray. Yes, if you can set the meeting and if you can win the battle, you must be strong. A weak man does not fight to win the battle. It is strong men that fight. Strong men must fight. And tonight, in this meeting, we are creating strong men. We are creating strong men. And by Friday, you will know how strong you are. And then you can walk. You can walk. You can fight. Yes, begin to pray. Begin to pray. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
We are going to do one prayer. One of the things I've observed through scripture is that in these issues, the devil always comes as a strong wind. A strong wind. So I'll read a scripture to you. Two scriptures. We'll just use one to pray. So in Exodus chapter 10, verse 13, you can put it down. Exodus 10, 13. It says, "And Moses stretched forth his rod over the land of Egypt, and the Lord brought an east wind," listen carefully, "an east wind upon the land all that day and all that night. And when it was morning, the east wind brought the locust. The east wind brought what? The locust. In this month, a man why na unim na a de imbebe bi ewura wabra bomono. And I dream some mebe ni yebe clear woman yina within the next 5 minutes. We will clear them all. I read Exodus 10:13. But in the same Exodus chapter 10, there was another solution wind. And that wind was the west wind. So, Exodus 10:19 says, and the Lord turned a mighty strong west wind. Listen carefully to that scripture. Which took away the locusts and cast them into the Red Sea. There remained not one locust in all the coast. There remained not what? One. Not one. So, one wind brought them in, but another wind took them all out. Tonight, we are going to introduce the wind that will take everything out. Everything
Amen.
Out.
Amen.
Everything out.
Amen.
Everything out. Bible says not one remained. Not one remained. Meaning that at that time, when you walk through the whole land of Egypt, you will not even remember that locust came. Not one remained. We are going to pray. Any wind that has come into my life, any wind that has blown any evil into my life, tonight as I rise up and I pray, let the mighty west wind of the Lord blow out anything that has entered my life. In a different way. Some it may be monetary, some it has been business drying up, some it has been your sickness increasing, some it has been but Bible has a solution. There is a solution. And tonight we are beginning with that solution. Tonight we are beginning with that solution. Say, any east wind that has been blown into my life, any east wind that has attracted rough things into my life, any east wind that has attracted the west into my life, tonight as I stand and as I pray, let the west wind of the Lord, 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 let the west wind of the Lord begin to blow now, begin to blow now, begin to blow now, begin to blow now, let the west wind of the Lord blow now, let it 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 carry out, let it carry out, let it carry out anything that came in, anything that came in, anything that came in, we carry it out, we carry it out, let the west wind of the Lord. We introduce that wind now. Now, let the west wind of the Lord, let the west wind of the Lord clear, let it clear, let it clear, let it clear every chaff that has entered into my life, anything that has come into my life, anything that has entered my business, anything that has entered, any wind that has entered, tonight, let the west wind of the Lord, let the strong west wind of the Lord, let it begin to blow now. Yes, we did this 5 minutes. Let it blow, 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 let it blow over my hope, over my work, over my business, over my finances. Let it blow, let it blow. Ayato sakata, rabakato, ilama sikata, ikabrasede, rapapaha, ayatakaba, hey, asakata lababa, ikando robobo, azeperekete, ayata sakata. Let it blow, let it blow, let it blow, let it blow, let it blow. Anything that has been introduced, any evil that has been introduced in the form of locusts, in the form of evil that has been introduced into my life tonight, we activate Exodus chapter 10, verse 19. Exodus chapter 10, verse 19. that the wind of the Lord, that the west wind of the Lord,
let the west wind of the Lord blow, kapaya da la papa, rakata ya papa, prakapere ya papa, prakapa da ya papa, prakapa la papa, blow, over my business, over my career, blow, the west wind of the Lord, the west wind of the Lord,
thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, this evening we came to study interceding for the harvest. Our Father, in creating a meeting, we have come to understand that things can erupt. Therefore, Father, tonight, according to your word, in Exodus chapter 10, verse 19, says, and the Lord turned a mighty strong west wind. Tonight, Father, may you turn a mighty strong west wind. May you turn a mighty strong west wind. May you turn a mighty strong west wind that took away the locusts. Let that mighty strong west wind take away anything that has contaminated us, anything that has come in as a result of working for the harvest, as a result of going for the harvest. And Lord, cast them out now. We cast them out now. We cast them out now. We cast them out now. Anyone who have experienced a downturn as a result of this harvest, let that downturn be turned upside down once again. We turn it upside down once again. We activate the wind of the Lord to blow from the home to the office, to blow from the home to the office, to their business, to their finances. We bless you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.